Previously on the Dice of Thunder podcast.
I think that door by the canasta table leads to the engine room, or at least somewhere close to it.
Yeah.
So the third bomb is in there.
Because okay. The only one who's got the remote that sets them all off the kill switch is Loveless.
Is Loveless.
So she can push a button and just blow everything up right now.
And Loveless we did not see.
Well, it sounds like we know where the engine rooms are now. We have a good...
Oh, you just want to go through the kitchen?
Well, yeah, why not?
Diplomacy for the chefs. That's the only thing we'd have to figure out how to deal with them, but okay.
I don't have diplomacy.
I'm down with that.
Do we got a good diplomacy person?
Yeah.
A diplomat?
We do. I'm a diplomat. I have plus 21. Is that diplomatic enough?
Whoa. That sounds like you could create world peace.
Six
and
of
as soon
people.
As you open the door...
Hello!
This was
Captain Elford said amuse bouche. And with a side of mashed yams. And so we need to make some changes here to the menu.
What did you get with that grunt?
12.
Total?
Total.
So a 14 adjusted.
Oh, my gosh.
Do you guys have any leche?
This area is off limits to passengers. Please return to the upper decks. I got a 39 to hit.
Wow.
Dang it.
First hit. How's 40?
What?
Holy cow.
A natty 19.
Oh my
for a 40
gosh.
To hit.
Can you just get a critical on this?
That is what great. I'm trying
just
to do.
Just do us a favor and roll perfectly.
This is a two action cast.
You know what I just did?
You
no
literally rolled
way.
A nat 20.
No
you rolled a nat
20. Oh my gosh.
I have one action left. He's off guard to me, and I will make a single strike with one flisser. Natty one. Awesome. I rolled a natty one. A natty one.
Oh.
Yeah, I can move and reload at the same time.
That's dope.
Yeah.
Okay, gunslingers. Maybe they are a little cool. Maybe they are kind
of
cool.
That is the end of round two.
Dice of Thunder podcast.
Hey everybody, welcome to this week's episode of the Dice of Thunder podcast. It is our 116th episode.
Whoa!
Yay, and yay. On the occasion of this 116th episode, I thought we could talk about how great all of our Thunder buddies are for a little bit.
Yeah, I know.
Yay.
So happy about this.
Been pretty fun interacting with them on some so Discord. Happy.
I know. Discord's pretty awesome. If you're hearing this and you're not on our Discord, you can go to dicewithunder.com right now. There is a link that doesn't expire right on our webpage. While you're there, take a look through our artwork section. You can find out more about us, kind of what we look like, so you can put some faces to some names.
Sorry in advance for our faces.
No, they've been filtered properly.
Yeah, mine's just a picture of Brad Pitt.
They've all been AI upscaled.
Yeah.
I was live streaming from Discord 2 weeks ago.
Really?
I was playing some Call of Duty and I was live streaming.
What?
Wow.
And no That's one awesome. No one joined me.
Did you do it through one of the Dice of Thunder channels?
I totally did.
Awesome. Perfect. Mm-hmm. So
wait, like from your Xbox?
Yeah.
Next time you do that, just
I never thought about
do
that.
It at everyone. Hey, I'm streaming right in the general chat and people will tune in.
I'm gonna do that every time I play for now on. So I'm gonna do that.
Cool.
Because I know I'm not active on Discord because it's not in my contract. So
they're your fans, Duval. Right. You do whatever you want with them.
I don't want people to see how bad I am at Call of Duty.
I want them to see how bad I am at Call of Duty, so it makes sense of why I'm so bad at this.
I should start streaming in there, too, because I've been playing a lot of Factorio lately.
I hate that freaking game.
Somebody can just sit around and watch me play Factorio. Hey, if you're having trouble falling asleep, I'll start broadcasting myself playing Factorio.
Wait, is that the one where you like built the thing?
It's the one
the one where you built the thing.
They tell you nothing.
Yeah. You know, like the picture you posted in
I posted a picture Discord. Of the thing I built.
In Discord.
Yeah, in the game.
It
the
looks
video
like
game
a bunch
channel.
Of switches and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, that game looks like it's from 1998.
It does.
Yeah, it does.
No,
is it though? Is
no.
it for real?
No, it's like legit.
It just came out with version 2. They just released their first big DLC.
It's since 1998?
It's mad popular.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
No,
people like that
it's
game.
It's a fantastic factory strategy building game.
If you're an engineer.
It's all about optimization.
If you're normal.
Sure.
It's a waste of time.
It's like a job. I don't understand.
For real.
You the know, ones where you have to do chores, like the resource management, I cannot. Or I can't like, do
every
it.
Game I play.
I hate them all.
Or like lawnmower simulator or whatever.
Yeah,
like,
you might this as is well. Work.
I can get down on a power wash simulator, though. Put on a podcast yeah. and power wash some stuff.
Yeah. Oh, no, I'll do the that. Goat simulator, this is my jam. But the one space thing that you were like, oh, this is awesome. I go up to space and then I like take all the pieces apart.
Oh, that's like space engineers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a headache. That's a lot.
He loves
I dream
one.
About that game.
What was the one where you salvage ships?
That's the one.
Called? Hard Space Shipbreaker.
Shipbreaker. Yeah. That one was fun.
That one's great. That one's really great. Yeah. That's so zen.
Yeah.
You're just taking apart a ship.
Yeah.
Just super zen.
Yep.
I mean, there's pieces of like organization that for me is very therapeutic.
Mm-hmm.
So you might find the reason I liked Minecraft playing that is because I'm just trying to create a good system for something. I don't care about using the system. I just want to build the system.
Greg, we should play Factorio.
You should run for
it
office.
It is multiplayer.
I don't know if I can go that deep though.
Oh, you can go.
That's
that
not like
deep.
Organizing something.
Oh, it is organizing something.
The closest I got was Animal Crossing, and as soon as the weeds started to take over and things started to fall apart, I bounced. I was done.
Like, I'm gonna go in the backyard and pull some real weeds.
She's right literally
yeah, solve I problems. Can't.
I just picked all these weeds.
Yeah. Weeds. I just can't do it.
That's how I felt about Red Dead Redemption Undead Nightmare, though.
Oh, I was like, weed picking?
Just stay saved, town. I just left there and killed all the zombies.
Yeah.
And then I go to the next town and it's like, oh, the town's in trouble again. And so I felt like Mr. Incredible. Why can't you just stay saved? That's how I felt. It's real. I don't want to
repick
them. Well,
Thunder Buddies, get out onto Discord. Stream your games. Come watch us stream our games. We'll try to do it more publicly. Or just interact with each other.
Yeah, we're having fun on there.
That's what's great. You know what I did the other day on our Discord page?
You made a meme.
What'd you do?
I did make a couple memes. They're pretty spicy.
Pretty good.
We have a meme channel.
We do.
Meme.
Meme channel.
I played Pathfinder with Scotty D.
What?
Yeah. French-Canadian superfan Alexandre Le
No kidding.
Yeah. Thunder Buddy Shay, who has on the top podcast, another listener.
Hey.
And Jeff from Big Campaign.
Live? Was this live?
Yeah, it was.
Hey, everybody. It's Jeff from Big Campaign.
Jeff's advocate. Oh, hey. Gosh. He put you in here. In the room.
I played on Discord with Scott the other day.
How do you do?
He was perfect. Everything was perfect. Everything he said was perfect. Everything he did was perfect.
Yeah, you are talking about Scott Hoffman, right?
That's right. The Game Master. Wow. Game Master for the Dice of Thunder. He's amazing.
Jeff, do you think Scott is cooler than you?
Oh, yeah. Scott's the coolest person I have ever met and have ever known and will ever know.
Wow.
And if you want to hear more Scott, you can listen to my podcast, The Big Campaign, where Scott guest stars as a lovable hypnotist named Chesero.
Is Chesero back on your pod?
Chesero never left. And there's some other dorks on that podcast, too. And they're pretty great. Just kidding. I love you guys.
Well, that was Jeff, everybody.
Bye, Jeff.
Good to see you, Jeff.
You know, if he didn't sound like that, it wouldn't be as funny. But that's exactly what he sounds like.
That's awesome.
He had a character named Silas, and so did I. We both showed up with characters, edgy characters named Silas.
That's
great.
Hilarious. Who was Silas 1 and who was Silas 2?
I was Silas 1.
Yeah.
I won. The Silas off.
The silo off.
But we played that on Discord. Can you believe it?
Wow. That's pretty awesome.
On our Dice of Thunder channel. There's 4 tables up there for people to just play Pathfinder or other tabletop games. But
we do have the raddest Thunder Buddies.
We do.
They are great. You can also just get in a voice channel on Discord. Since we were talking about Xbox, you can get in Discord voice channel, play other games with each other too. And we host all that stuff for everybody, all the Thunder Buddies to take advantage of.
Nice.
We even got a server boost.
Whoa, what does that mean?
Yeah?
I don't even know what that means.
That's cool.
Yeah, I know. French-Canadian superfan, Alex Andre, boosted our server. So thanks, Alex. You're the best.
What does that mean?
Yeah, what does that mean?
I don't know. No, if our server gets boosted enough times, it unlocks a bunch of like extra add-on features that we can do.
Ooh.
I don't know what any of them are, but now I have to like figure it out because we've been boosted and it's like really exciting.
I really want to celebrate this, but I don't know.
It's like when you're driving your car and you got the NAS in it.
The NAS?
So?
Yeah. Oh, forget Alex at the turb.
And then you open the dial, the valve, and then you turn on the turb. Yeah.
Don't press that red button.
And then Vin Diesel comes out of the back and he's like, family is everything.
My favorite actor.
It's all about the family.
I am Groot.
I will say this in closing. It upsets me to no end that Vin Diesel has such a fan following and we remain undiscovered.
We're not undiscovered. So, we're in Canada.
Share.
We're in Montana.
Montana. We do have a Montana listener now. Thank you, listener from Montana.
They don't even know about Vin Diesel in Montana, but they know about us.
Yep. There we go.
But see? We haven't been in such amazing films like that one where he's blind.
Oh, yeah. Blind Dark.
Blind Dark.
Riddick.
Riddick, there it is.
Yeah, Riddick, Blind Dark.
Blind Dark.
perfect Dark.
I wanted to say that, but it's like, no, that's a great video game.
Also on Triple X.
Oh, yeah, he was.
Anyway, shut up. Vin Diesel, you're horrible. God.
He has a twin, too. His name's Carl.
Anyway.
Carl Diesel.
Carl Diesel.
Carl! Don't you mute me. You better not mute me.
So, anyway, those turkeys are muted. What I was trying to say is, Thunder Buddies, tell a friend. Help us get discovered. And then, go to their website. Make sure you like, review.
All right. Yeah,
you played off my own show.
That's what you get.
Can all leave my house.
Oh, where'd the hinges go?
I don't like you anymore. You can go home. My mom said you have to leave.
So, anyway, share us with your friends and your family. Like and subscribe and leave comments and leave 5 stars and leave all those ratings. And I know we're 116 episodes into this thing, but anything you can do to help move us along is just going to be more in the future and bigger stuff. And we're looking forward to it as Outlaws of Alkenstar's end is in sight.
Whoa.
I know. And we decide what to do moving forward.
116.
We need your help.
Listen, if you love the show, someone you know is going to love the show.
Your meemaw.
Let them know about
it. Your meemaw is going to love this.
And thank you for enduring this. We never do this. We never promote at the top of the episode. I'm
going to
stop right now. I know, because it's annoying.
It's not.
It's super annoying.
It's not.
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 People like us.
Point proven. When last we left the show, Fallen 5.
Wow.
There it is.
It's a hard pivot.
Oh, yeah. They were down in the cargo hold of the Gear Smoke.
Yeah.
It was the end of round 2 of Visceral Combat.
Ugh.
With 2 Clockwork Buccaneers.
Oh, yeah.
The 2 remaining Clockwork Buccaneers, because one of them's already dead. The Shum Follow 5 are looking pretty good. Kal-El's a little banged up. He's got 35 of 94 hit points. But the other 4 are in the green. They're all still sitting, you know, right at 90% HP. My Buccaneers are not doing so hot, though. And as we start round 1, we start with Darnayru. And remember, both of these Buccaneers were damaged by Luton while Kal-El was doing his support activities, so they are both off guard until the end of Luton's next turn.
Excellent.
Darnayru?
Okay.
Take it away.
Darnayru would like, the first thing he'd like to do, because he's already, last episode, if you remember, I did a recall knowledge to learn the name of these creatures, is I would like to analyze weakness.
Okay.
And that uses my first action. And that gives me an extra 2d6 precision damage against targets. So I'll use that, and then
it does.
What? But wait, there's more. I'm just going to roll to attack him now. That's what I'm going to do.
That's a good place to start. And which one are you attacking? Number 1 or number 2?
Number 1.
Number 1.
So the one that's right below Kal-El.
The room gale is 4 squares from bow to stern and 3 squares right to left, starboard to port. This number 1 is the foremost Buccaneer.
All right. I rolled a natty 19 plus 19.
Ooh, 38 is a critical success.
Yes.
So I'm rolling crit.
Yeah, dude.
I have to make this against off guard with precise debilitation.
All the things.
And I roll damage.
You knew that was coming.
Amazing.
34 damage.
Whew, goodness gracious. Yeah, that hurts.
Sweet.
That's a lot.
That was your second action.
That was my second action. My third action, I'm going to swing at it again.
And remind me, was the first one, what were the properties attached to that attack?
There is 1d6 was electrical damage, so I rolled a 2 on the electrical damage.
Okay, that's good, because these things are resistant to all physical attacks by a value of 10, but they are weak to electricity by a value of 10. So those 2 offset, and all 34 damage goes through.
Sweet.
That is awesome.
Rolling to attack again. I rolled a natty 13 plus 15 is 28.
28's a hit.
Yes, okay.
They are off guard.
Nice.
So let's roll a non-crit hit. Oh, wait. I didn't check the crit box on the first attack.
I was going to say, it felt kind of low.
I was going to say, like, that should be a lot more. I checked it and then like unchecked it. 68 damage is what that is.
That's a lot more.
Yeah, is it still alive? More.
It is still up.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
These things are meat shields, kind of.
So a non-crit for my second hit is 47 damage.
Whoa.
He's dead.
Now it's not.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
I was going to say.
How do you kill this thing?
Okay, so I don't know. I didn't expect to kill it. Oh, my gosh. These are clockwork, and we are very familiar with clockwork. And so in my attempt to swing at it, the blade goes underneath the edge of one of the pieces of metal, flings it off on the first attack, and the second attack, it opens up that really critical spot, and that's where I go in for the kill.
Ooh, nice. Right into the gear.
Right
into the inner gear works.
Inner gears.
And it's just sort of like... It shuts down right in space. And
I just learned how to love.
Oh, so short-lived. Who do you think
that
it was
so
in love
sad.
With?
Why did you say that?
Well, Ixel, it's your turn. You're 5 feet away from the closest buccaneer.
All right, Ixel's going to run up in between Kiwe and Darnayru, and Ixel's going to do a flurry of blows.
All right.
Actually, I take that
no,
back.
No, you can't take it back. Hands off the chest
okay,
piece.
Fine.
No, I'm just kidding. Okay. Brand new character. You're allowed to...
I want to attempt to trip him again like I did the last
fool. Oh, okay.
Fool.
Tail sweepy...
Yeah.
Trippy trip? All right.
28.
28 against my reflex DC is not successful.
Ooh. Man, they got a high... Wow. Okay.
These buccaneers are not messing around.
That's does his tail fall off?
Oh, that's a good... And, like, flops around to distract him.
Well, Lizard jokes.
You can do that.
turn around. It's embarrassing.
Look, got that, look
like,
away.
That weird, like pink, like six-sided star thing, and sort of flopping around.
Back.
Yeah,
it'll
grow back. Yeah, you're gonna be fine. Man.
That would be funny. On a critical failure, his tail falls off. That'd be hilarious. Okay, then now I'll do a flurry of blows
with
my fists.
Remember that starts out at your second.
At my second. Yep.
His trip has the attack trait. There's got to be a way to do those combat maneuvers without them affecting your map. Because it just feels like a huge
mega bummer
hamstring.
When you screw it up.
Yeah.
Bummer. First one's a 25.
25, unfortunately, even though it is off guard, is not good enough.
Oh, boo. Okay.
By one.
No. Second one.
What a loser.
Yeah.
Wow. I just joked.
I swiftly agree with you, too. That's my bad. No, Greg. You're the meanest.
My bad.
It's a 29.
That's a success.
Okay.
Uh-oh. All the stuff is going to happen now.
17 damage.
Okay. So 7 damage.
And you got to roll against my fortitude.
I need to roll a fortitude save.
You need
save.
To roll a fortitude save. Excuse me.
I knew what you meant. I got you.
Thank you.
I got a 2. So I'm going to go ahead and guess that I failed.
That is a failure.
What's your DC?
My DC is 29.
I critically failed.
Yeah, you did. So you are stunned.
Stunned forever.
You are stunned 3.
Stunned 3.
You're
super
stunned
awesome.
3 on a critical failure.
Love that. When I get my actions back.
You don't.
You reduce the number of actions that you regain by your stun value at the start of your turn. So I gain 0 actions at the start of my next turn.
Very good.
Solid.
Rad.
You've completely taken this buccaneer out of the fight for a whole round. We won't see what he does until round 4. But before then, it's Luton's turn.
Yeah, if he makes it.
Yeah.
You know, it's not going to happen. I want to call it, but we'll see what happens
Luton's
here.
Luton's going to call down a tendril of lightning.
Tendrils?
Cracks with thunder right on his head.
A thunder strike?
Yeah, let's do a thunder strike.
Man.
I mean, why not?
Yeah.
All right.
You know?
What do I got to roll?
Reflex.
Reflex save.
Also, a target wearing metal armor or made of metal takes a -1 circumstance bonus.
Yep. Minus Sweet. 1 to my reflex save. 23.
That's a fail.
Fail.
Ouch.
Sad voice.
That's... Hit me with that wah-wah.
You're clumsy 1.
I'm clumsy 1?
Yeah.
You are stunned 3 and clumsy 1.
Stunned 3, clumsy 1.
Enfeeble 2 still?
In feeble 2 still.
Oh,
that's
my
correct.
Goodness.
Yes.
Do work, Shumpfong.
1d12 worth of damage.
Did you heighten this?
I did. Wait, I did. Right?
It's a d12 per level, and it's a level 1 spell, so...
No, Thunderstrike is a level 4.
You have it saved in your level 4 slot.
Yeah.
So it's 4D12.
Isn't that right?
Is 4D12.
Is that right?
5D12. I don't know, man. There's also sonic damage. It's a lot.
I mean, the sonic damage doesn't count, but...
Oh, yeah, it does. These things are not immune to sonic damage.
Oh, they're not?
It's 5D12 plus 5D4 sonic.
Okay.
Because it's a level 5?
Yeah.
Level
well,
four.
No, that's level 4.
Oh.
Level 4.
Yeah.
I don't have enough D12s. One second.
Oh.
Wait, is it? I mean, I want to see 5D12, but I thought it was 4D12 because it's level 4. Because level 1 is 1D12, and then it's heightened plus 1.
Let me see.
Is it 3D12 then?
Well, I think it's supposed to be 4D12. I could be totally wrong because I'm not the best at reading spells.
Well, you know what? Thunderstrike's kind of new, so let's just read it. Let's see what this says. You deal 1d12 electricity damage, 1d4 sonic damage to a target with a basic reflex save. If they're wearing armor, like Brittany said, they have a minus 1 circumstance bonus to their save, and if damaged by the spell, they are clumsy 1 for 1 round. Heightened plus 1, the damage increases by 1d12 and 1d4 sonic. So we start at 1d4 at level 1. We're heightening to 2, 3, 4, so that's 4d12.
Okay.
Plus 4d4 sonic damage, that is correct. I don't know why Hero Lab is saying 5d12. Probably because it's a signature spell, and it's just locked in at level 5, but whatever.
That's what I was thinking, too.
Yeah, you're right, Duval.
So 25 electricity damage.
Let's go.
Ouch.
And 4d4?
Yeah.
11 sonic.
So 35 electricity damage and 11 sonic is 46 total damage. And it all goes through because none of that was physical damage. Ow. What would you like to do with your last action? Freaking spell casting crazy.
I would like to heal my companion.
All right. You are not touching Kal-El.
Oh, I'm not. You're right.
For the one action version.
Can I command him to move back?
He can move back with his bonus action, and I don't see a problem with that happening now before you take your last action, because it doesn't say that his bonus action has to happen at the end of your turn. So if he takes a 5-foot movement away from the group as his bonus action, he'll be next to you and you can heal him. Go ahead. 5d8 plus 5, I think, because you have that plus 1 to all your healing.
26 plus 5. Nice. So 31. Yeah,
31
healing
back to Kal-El. That's fantastic.
And that's my turn. Seems like cheating to use his bonus action to have him come back so I can, I don't know. Is that legit?
It's completely legit. Also, I'm the GM. And I think it's fine.
Great.
That's healing back to Kal-El. That takes us to the end of Luton's turn. And we go to a prone Kibwe Nyoka who hit the deck to avoid getting damaged last episode.
Yeah, last episode was thrilling. So Kibwe is going to use the kip up.
What?
Trait. So yeah,
tell us about this.
Yeah, kip up. He can stand up in like a kip up. If you ever watch like kung fu movies like I do.
Or wrestling.
Or kung fu movies.
Or Napoleon Dynamite.
Or kung fu movies. Because you kind of put your hands above your head and I can do it, but I don't want to.
Yeah,
And then.
You would be showing off.
But what this does is you stand up and the movement doesn't trigger a reaction. And it's a free action.
Whoa.
That's crazy.
It's so just for nothing, you're standing now.
Free 99.
It's just for me.
That's huge.
Well, it's more than standing, but yeah.
Okay. Standing with a flourish.
And
so now you're standing.
Yeah. Well, before he kips up, he goes, "It's time to get up to get down." I've been waiting for a week to say that. Oh my
gosh. The other Buccaneer starts seawalking your name.
Kendrick starts playing. It's great. All right. And so now he's just going to take a shot with his blunderbuss.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah. It's going to get plus 1 cover because you're shooting through Ixel. But
if he turns sideways, his fin's not in the way.
Right.
Or if he's looking straight at him.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. No, yeah. It's not plus 2 cover, Greg. Yeah.
It's going to be a 30 total to hit.
That is a successful hit.
Yeah.
With Keyway's crazy rifle.
Yeah, that thing's amazing.
This is going to hurt because that thing does electricity damage.
And he's wearing metal too, right?
He is metal.
Yeah, so Target is made of metal.
Target is made of metal.
So I get a little extra.
Oh, will you tell us more? Mostly for me to understand what you're doing. But
it's the magnetic.
For Mike.
I get scatter rounds for it. I don't really know what that is.
You do get scatter rounds, so you're going to hurt.
So plus 1 greater striking shock blunderbuss.
Okay.
That's what I get from that.
And you have magnetic ammunition, I think is what you're referring to.
Yes, magnetic shock. Yeah.
Right.
What does that do?
It lowers the AC of the target by 1 if they are metal, wearing metal, made of metal.
Whoa.
If they think about the word metal.
Homing blitz?
Yeah, it's like homing magnetic homing
blitz. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
What if they listen to metal?
No, if you listen, you get a plus 2 circumstance bonus.
The line's got to be somewhere, I guess.
So I got 19 total.
19 total damage, and then how many splash damage? It should be like the plus 3B
2.
Bludgeoning, piercing splash damage at the end. Because it's like a shotgun.
Yeah.
That's what his blunderbuss is. Okay. So 21 damage. 10 of that gets reversed, but 10 goes back on for the shock rune. Darnayru and Ixil both take 2 splash damage.
Why did you do that? I'm just kidding.
That's going to happen again. Rolling the hit again.
So you're reloading.
Oh, that's reloading.
That's okay. That's your second action. Shot. And then, yeah.
Because of the free kip up.
Oh. But wait. Before you do that, I'm just going to need you real quick to describe how you kill this guy with your first shot. I know you're so excited.
I was so excited.
But you killed him. Kiwi
wipes his brow on his beard, takes his beard and wipes his brow red, and then takes aim as he's kipping up. All this happens at the same time.
Right.
Takes a shot, and these scatter rounds go almost around or in between Ixil and Darnayru and land right into the, what are they called?
Clockwork Buccaneers.
The Clockwork Buccaneer. His name's Dylan. Like, all in his torso.
D-Y-L-A-N and or D-I-L-L-O-N?
D-Y-L-O-O-N.
Dylan. Dylan. Ah, Dylan.
And kind of like, you know, perforated paper. All the scatter shot kind of make like a perforated, yeah. And he just kind of cracks in half and folds in on himself.
I just paid off my car loan.
And then describe how you damage Ixil and Dark Iron.
Ixil gets like some hot scatter shot right in the back of his neck.
Oh.
And he uses his tail to kind of brush it off. And Darnayru gets some scatter shot and gets singed near his buttocks.
Takes off a whisker.
Yeah. And he goes, ow, something bit me.
Something bit me.
Bit me right in the buttocks.
Great kills. Hey, the new characters both got kills.
I know.
Hey.
How about that? Huzzah indeed.
Okay, you guys can stay.
Well, the Shumfall of Five are no longer in combat. They're sitting in this break room on the starboard side of the gear smoke. I'm assuming you guys are going to want to do some post-combat quick checks for heals. So, Jordan, would you do us a favor and hit me with that heal music?
Absolutely.
And there we go. We are back from a quick heal break. Greg very astutely pointed out that we are in the patrol zone. So I had all the characters roll a perception check while we were healing. And they figured out that they've got a few minutes extra after doing 10 minutes worth of treat wounds, but they could only get away with treat woundsing one time. Now, both Darnayru and Luton rolled to treat wounds, and so now Darnayru's full, Luton and Kal-El are full, Kiboy's full, Ixil's still down 19, no spells were burned, a couple crit success rolls were given on treat wounds, and the Shumfall of Five are just trying to figure out which direction should they go, because that patrol's like maybe 2 or 3 minutes away.
Well, we definitely need to go through the door. I know that much.
Yep, through the door.
That was the whole purpose of the battle.
Yes.
I think we should...
So you guys are going toward the aft of the boat, which is forward on your path,
mm-hmm.
through the door. Okay.
I think we should open it and see if maybe we can hide the debris from these clockwork in there.
All right. You open the doorway onto a very long hallway. It is 40 feet long. It ends in a door. And then halfway down, there's a door on the port side of the hall. You're facing aft, so the door is on your right. It's actually on the left side of the boat.
But we already know what's inside that room.
Yes, you know that that's a giant cargo area.
Because I went over and peeked.
Maybe that's we could just toss the robot bodies in there. Mm-hmm. The clockwork bodies in there.
I like
that. That's not a bad idea.
Let's do that.
Okay.
All right, so you guys move into that space. You're dragging these clockwork bodies along with you.
Drag that body.
And I think I read a description of this, but in case I didn't, this large cargo hold is stacked high with boxes and large crates. There is a wide opening in the center of the room where 4 pillars lead up to a wide shaft in the ceiling. Clockwork gears cover the pillars, which are connected to a platform designed to lift cargo. Currently, there is no cargo platform because it is all the way up on the mid-deck.
Mm-hmm.
Hoisted
up.
With an elephant on it.
With an elephant on it. Very good, Greg.
With a bomb in it.
And you do see elevator controls stationed on the northeast corner of the elevator. I guess it's the bow starboard corner of the elevator. There are elevator controls.
That we should make mental note of that.
Okay. Should we drop the elevator?
Well, I was thinking, like, if we should note that there is the levers there, because if we did want to lower it from the upper area to do something to it or disarm it or put the key in it, it's probably easier to do down here than up in front of everyone.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they might be like, why is the elephant going down below deck? But maybe we'll have enough time to disarm it and whatever we got to do. But we have to get Ibrium's key first.
Okay.
Correct.
Unless we want to roll probably like 20 impossibly high DC thievery checks to disarm it.
Don't critically fail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kaboom. Well, then we get what I want.
Kaboom. The end of the campaign?
No, all the bad guys die? We go down in flames like heroes?
Oh.
Yeah, kidding. I don't want that.
I just made this character.
Keyblade wants to go home to his...
You don't want to take 300d6 damage or whatever it is?
No.
All right.
Okay, so did we successfully hide them behind boxes?
Let me get a stealth check from somebody, and anyone can aid. You guys are all doing this together, so I'm assuming it's Darnayru. Do a stealth check, and then everyone else aid.
26 to aid.
That's a crit success. What's your training level in stealth?
Trained.
That's plus 2.
22 to aid.
Plus 3.
10.
That's a failure, so that's just no aid. You're not taking away, you're not adding 2. So plus 3 to your stealth roll.
So I got a 32 total.
35 total against...
I'm sorry, I already added the 3.
Oh,
32
why?
I got a red roll to 29 in the GM.
No, that's good. So you got a 32 total on your stealth. Against the perception DC of these clockwork patrol buccaneers. Okay.
Cool.
You feel good about your activity, and we'll see what happens. What do you do now?
The last question I had would be for the Shump Hollow 5. Do you remember which vents had the scratches on it?
Was that in this room?
I can't remember where.
I thought it was in that room.
In the room on the other side of the poker crew quarters area.
That's where you wanted to build the slide.
Oh, that's right, where I wanted to build the slide. Okay, I just want to see if this... I want to make sure this wasn't where they popped out. Do we want to keep going down the hallway, or do we want to hide in here until they pass? What do you guys think? Keep moving?
Can I do a perception check if we see scratches on these vents?
Yeah.
Do that.
Oh, like do they climb back up this side or something?
Yeah.
No, they come out the kitchen.
36.
You don't see any scratches.
Okay.
You're rolling rocks over there, bro.
And I checked all 3 vents in this room.
But you do start to hear footsteps as you waste some time inspecting the vents.
Oh, no. Okay, we better hide.
Okay, we're hiding.
Is that what you're doing right now? I need everybody to roll their own stealth check.
Dang it. They're going to see me.
Luton, you need to roll for Kal-El, too.
Okay.
Kal-El's pretty stealthy.
Kal-El's stealthy. It's Luton I'm worried about.
No, I think I rolled okay.
She could go up in the vents.
Can I just get in the vents?
Well, hold on, too. Since we are in exploration mode, there's an actual exploration mode activity for this called Follow the Expert.
That's true.
Yes,
and since Darnayru is already avoiding notice, you guys can all switch your exploration mode activity to Follow the Expert so that you can take those benefits. And I will explain what Follow the Expert does, because I don't think we've ever done it.
We've never done
on
it.
On the dice with them. Look at all these new things happening today.
I like new.
I just got a text from Gail. She's like, slow down.
Slow down.
Explain that.
I got a pull over. Follow the Expert. Choose an ally attempting a recurring skill check while exploring, such as avoiding notice. The ally must be at least an expert in that skill and must be willing to provide assistance. So is Darnayru an expert in stealth?
I am a master.
And is he willing to provide assistance?
Absolutely.
For a price, right?
Usually. You owe me big time.
So thanks to your ally's assistance, the rest of the Shump Hollow 5, you can add your level as a bonus to the associated skill check, even if you're untrained.
That's amazing.
Additionally, you gain a bonus to your skill based on your ally's proficiency, plus 3 for a master. So, as you guys are rolling this stealth check, add 13 to your roll, even if you're untrained.
That's baller.
Do you roll the 13 instead of what your plus is, or in addition to?
In addition to.
Wowza, that's amazing.
That's what I just read. Isn't it say that? Yeah.
You can add your level as a circumstance bonus.
That's massive.
That's amazing.
Add your level as a proficiency bonus, and your ally's proficiency gives you a circumstance bonus.
That's super helpful. I'm so glad I'm a master.
If I rolled a 15.
Total?
On the die.
She got a negative number.
That's plus my stealth.
Yep.
Which is 14.
Your stealth is 14?
Yeah.
Okay.
Plus 13.
You know, you mega crit.
How are they rolling better than me?
They're rolling better than you?
42.
Yeah.
That's wild. Yet.
So I'm going 13 plus 5 is 18 plus 2. I got 20.
Perfect.
I also rolled exactly 42.
That's incredible.
With all the bonuses.
I rolled a 35 total.
Okay. So Luton and Ixil are more stealthy than Darnayru, thanks to his help, of course.
You're welcome.
And Kibwe hides.
In my beard?
Question mark. How'd Kal-El do?
45.
45. Wow. Okay. The quietest among them is the kitty with the biggest toe beans. You guys all shuffle around into the space in the cargo hold. And you have previously shut the door. And just in time, you hear the clockwork footfalls of those buccaneers that are patrolling, and they go right by the cargo hold.
Yeah,
they do not stop and look inside, and they continue on past down the hallway.
Stupid droids.
That's great.
These are not the droids
you're looking for.
Yeah.
Cut down myself. I love it. Okay, so now we hear them pass through. Let's say we just wait a minute or two just to make sure they're far enough away before we head down that hallway.
Alrighty.
Wait, are we legit waiting a minute?
I was going to make a joke
about it.
We got to make it realistic.
Yeah, 1 minute of silence, please observe. No, the time passes. You guys open the door and take a peek. It's all is clear. Great stealth rolls. Too many critical successes to just let it all fail because the Kibwe is 20, which wasn't a crit fail. So I can't
blame Kibwe.
No, it was a low roll. You know what you rolled.
Jeez. Well, that skill, that follow the expert, is really helpful for people who have a plus zero or a minus one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really helpful. To your stealth is...
That's really awesome.
Critical.
Didn't help me, but I got it.
That's all right.
No, it did. You had only a plus five, and you got another 13 on top of that, or else it would have been a critical failure.
Perspective.
That's true. In fact, it was exactly not a critical failure. You hit it exactly. So.
See?
Dang, bro.
See, Ma?
Okay.
Look at me, Ma.
What would you like to do now, Shumfollow 5?
Onward!
Take a listen at that door, see if it's locked.
It is
before we walk through it.
Incredibly loud beyond this door, and it is not locked.
Ooh, so that's a good sign for engine. Which means there might be grease monkeys in there. Can I stealthily take a peek?
You just want to take a quick little peekaroo inside the room?
See how many people see me
open it. Roll a stealth check.
Door peek, you got to hold A.
Yeah, don't forget, hold A and
RB. 29.
29. You peek through the door.
Oh,
and
water wheel
looks like an engine to me.
You do see a massive engine and gears spinning the huge water wheel that powers the gear smoke.
Yeah.
The scent of burning oil and river water fills this engine room. The stern consists of an enormous metal paddle that churns through the river and propels the ship. Two enormous gears in the middle of the room pull giant chains that turn the paddle wheel. The chains are connected to a large clockwork engine, which whirs and chugs noisily. The mighty engine of the gear smoke is housed here. One thing you did see on your quick peek was that there was a stairwell right in the middle of the room.
Oh, jeez.
And you do notice that there are four crew members going about various engineering activities, and they do not notice you.
Okay. Sometimes people are in the wrong place at the wrong time. That's all I want to say.
Collateral damage.
What are you going to do?
I told you guys over 2 years ago that we were not running an evil campaign.
We're not evil. This is for the greater good.
Toss them into the paddle wheel.
That's what it sounds like.
Count their bones as they get chewed up.
I've got grenades. We toss two grenades in there, close the door.
You think your grenades can destroy big chains and engines?
Yeah.
If there are life jackets, we could force them to put them on and jump ship.
Are there life jackets?
You know,
we could intimidate them.
That's a good point, because if there's no one to fix the engines, that would slow the repair process down a lot.
Go for a swim.
Do they have life?
Arrivederci's.
Buongiorno.
Darnayru would tell the crew what I just saw and then say, what shall we do? How shall we? I know we want to sabotage this engine, but there are four crew workers in here, so what shall we do?
It's like my uncle told me once. Sometimes you're in the wrong place at the right time.
I feel like your sayings are close to being right, but they're just wrong.
What I mean to say is I've got grenades. And we should probably use them on these blokes. Save ourselves some time. Shut down the engines at the same time.
You want to kill these innocent engineers?
I want to be expeditious in what we came here to do.
Wow.
I feel like we should be able to do this without harming them.
You have quiet explosives, right?
Yeah.
By the way,
all these grenades have silencers.
You said that like it wasn't a joke. Okay. You said it like it wasn't a joke, though, and now I got excited.
No one can hear my explosives.
Actually, if you cast a silent spell where a bomb was, that actually would work.
Oh, you guys just need a wizard.
That would be amazing.
Yeah.
Quick, Jordan, go quick, make a wish.
That's awesome. That's messed up. They're used
that
to you dying.
That was amazing. I know.
They know you like
what?
To die.
You know what? I'll give it. I'll give it to you.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, by the way, we're all friends on this show. That's the best part.
In case you couldn't tell.
Yeah.
They were a little worried in Discord.
Oh, that's man. Awesome. That's great.
They thought there was a real beef.
Yeah, they thought there was real beef. There's no beef here.
Ixol say, I cannot allow you to take innocent life needlessly. Put that idea to rest immediately.
Let's just get them to leave the area and then destroy the engines.
Okay. But Kermit, you need to put a breath mint to rest immediately.
We can't let them go because they're just going to go tell someone.
That's good.
What if we tied them up and put them...
Oh, don't give them that.
What if we tied them up and put them in the storage area?
Oh, that's a good idea. A little duct tape, some rope.
We got rope.
All right.
We have to intimidate them.
No! It's bad! Take it off us!
I think we send them in the river, to be honest. I think we just make them jump overboard.
Yeah. That's quicker. Do they have life vests? I mean,
that too feels expeditious. We should do that.
Don't look at me.
We have to intimidate them to get off.
Your plan.
What do you think, Salamander Toes?
I think they need to go swimming.
All right, then the most scary of you must walk in there.
Ixol, you're the ugliest.
Ixol does have high intimidation, but...
Is Kal-El's bigger?
Can these guys even swim?
Doesn't matter.
Seems like
it
a
does
bad
matter.
Problem.
What on earth? Man, you really want to find out what kind of moral fiber your friends and family are
Listen,
made of.
Listen, it's a couple engineers.
Three.
Four.
It's four.
It's a handful of engineers. Or the entire city. Okay? And we're running out of time.
That's hilarious.
Oh, there's the episode title right there. A handful of engineers.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. What's the plan?
Well, Luton.
I just don't want them to go alert the others that were down here trying to mess with the engine, so we can't just, like, let them go.
And we have to block the kitchen, right? This isn't their only way up. This room is one way.
Well, the stairs are into the kitchen are in the middle of this room.
Right, so we got to block. That's what I'm saying, a grenade, man. Done.
Well, that's why I was thinking...
They'll hear a grenade in the kitchen.
I mean, they're going to come down anyways
as soon as the engines stop, right?
Exactly.
But who would come down?
The soldiers
They
would.
Assume the engineers are still down here don't let them go.
Right. My thought was, that's why I was thinking we tie the engineers up, because we don't have to murder them, which is kind of nice. We can put them in the storage room, but then also, like, kind of tell them what's going on. Like, we're going to tie you up because we're trying to save everyone on the ship and the entire city of Alkenstar. And we don't have to, like, necessarily tell them much more than that, but I know they're not going to want us to do that. Or maybe even they won't believe us. But we're going to tie them up.
Whether you like it or not. We could just toss them in the paddle wheel.
Oh, my gosh.
Scott, this is your wife.
I don't know this woman.
All right, I'm down with tying them up.
All right, let's do it. So we need to use intimidation on them, or...
Is that your plan?
Well, if we use intimidation, we're going to say, let us tie you up, and that's...
Yeah, I don't think we can do... But
no,
like...
we're going to say your choices are... Be tied up,
or jump ship,
jump in the
drink. Yeah.
I like it.
And if they choose to jump, then they chose to jump.
Consent
then it's not on
to
us.
Be tied up temporarily.
Yeah, until we save this ship.
Yeah,
SOS.
Or jump over these spinning.
Yeah, or go in there.
What would you choose?
I would be tied up.
Yeah.
So there we go. What you got, Jordan?
Fine, I will go along with this plan as long as there's no killing, Beardy.
There won't be any killing if you do what you need to.
Come in with me.
I'd love to.
I want Keyblade to follow Ixil with his gun drawn, his blunderbuss.
Okay.
So Ixil and Keyblade will enter.
Is Kal-El, because he's large, is it possible for Darnayru to get on Kal-El's back?
A cat on cat?
Is that allowed? Yeah.
Cat on cat.
But I'm saying, like,
Inception, is that the movie?
Catception?
at deception.
Yeah,
he does have a
that's your title right
saddle.
There.
Saddle. I don't know.
I think a saddle's for you though.
Right. Smaller.
But I was thinking if I was just kind of on his back, and I could like, you know, also fluff my fur up too. So it just would look scarier. Like if I could ride the back of Kal-El.
It's completely up to Luton if you could ride Kal-El.
What we should do is get a giant trench coat.
Oh my gosh, yeah. I love where this is going. And then go to a bank and try to get a loan to build a new clubhouse.
To build a new clubhouse. Put Kal-El on Darn Iron's shoulder.
Yeah.
It's just these little massive legs. Jaguar monster
that
on these
would be
little
even more intimidating.
Legs.
Don't scare me.
So, mechanically, let's shift back into the player core rulebook, a.k.a. the...
That sounded a little like a rooster.
The Chungus.
The Chungus.
Chungus.
And what action is it that you guys are going to take here? I'll tell you, it's called coerce.
Yes.
Huh? Okay.
All right. The coerce action with threats, either veiled or overt. You attempt to bully a creature into doing what you want. You must spend at least 1 minute of conversation with the creature. At the end of the conversation, you attempt an intimidation check against their will DC, modified by any circumstance the GM determines. Plus 45 in honor of Duval and his birthday. The attitudes referenced in the effects below are summarized in the changing attitudes sidebar. Basically, if you succeed, the target becomes unfriendly towards you and may act against you. But if they fail or you get a critical success, they give you whatever information you seek. They agree to follow your directives so long as it doesn't likely harm them in any way.
Mm.
And the target continues to comply for an amount of time determined by the GM, but does not exceed 1 day, at which point the target becomes unfriendly and then retaliates.
You can be unfriendly, but be tied up.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, a success is just like a critical success, but once they become unfriendly, they might decide to act against you. So, a success is a success.
Okay.
Here's the deal. All those words in there are all singular.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have the feat group coercion, Ixil?
I do not.
So this is going to take all four of you.
Oh, man.
Rolling four intimidation checks four crew members.
I'm untrained with intimidation.
Well, you're not very scary then.
But have you seen me? You're right. I'm beautiful. I can't lie.
It's lots of gold in the beard. I'm not very scary. I can't
lie. You are kind of fancy.
Well, thank you.
However, Kal-El has an intimidation score.
Yeah.
So if Kibwe wants to aid, then Luton and Kal-El would take on intimidating two different... So if you are aiding Kal-El, if Kibwe aids Kal-El, then we can use Kal-El's intimidation.
He only has a plus 12.
That's better than whatever...
Plus one.
Yeah.
Okay. Should we... Before we do this...
How was he not intimidated?
Save game.
Should we try...
Exactly.
Diplomacy.
You want to try to talk them nicely?
That is completely up to you guys.
Would that be a little less crunchy and less...
It would... You're still trying to improve their attitude
right. In
order to turn them to helpful towards your cause. So we go back into some more crunch for that.
Didn't we try this upstairs, though?
No.
Not really.
Well, you started to, but you told flat out
lies. Yeah.
And it got completely...
it turned into a deception-a-thon.
Apparently.
Did not go well.
A deception-a-thon?
Yeah.
Roll out. That's what the Decepticons do.
Deception-a-thon.
It's like their con.
Yeah.
I was there in 08. It was great.
It got crazy. Starscream was flying everywhere. It was bananas, man.
Oh, Soundwave was the guest speaker. I remember that was when he unveiled that he had a little pterodactyl.
There was word that Ultron was going to show up. He never shows up.
He's always doing that.
Can't believe I paid for the VIP access and he didn't even show up. Too far.
My diplomacy score is higher, and I wonder if we have more diplomacy scores.
Mine are the same.
Here's how that goes. Okay. Using diplomacy to, let's see, what's the diplomacy skill called?
Diplomacy?
Make
an impression.
Thank you. Make an impression.
TED Talk.
Hero Point Greg.
Yay, I read it. Yes.
Get wrecked, Jordan.
Wow.
Make an impression. Again, with at least 1 minute of a conversation.
You just made an impression on me, and it wasn't great.
Oh,
Oh my gosh.
He went from friendly to indifferent right in front of my eyes.
That's how it works.
Oh. There you go. Boom. I failed my diplomacy check. There it is. You, again, attempt a diplomacy check against the will DC of a target. You can instead choose up to 5 targets at a -2 penalty. Hmm. The GM might make other bonuses, but basically you are shifting the attitude of that NPC, and I would tell you right off the gate, NPCs start out at an indifferent attitude, which is right in the middle on the attitude track. There's friendly, and then there's helpful above that. Then they're unfriendly and hostile below that.
I'm just wondering if we can raise them up to friendly even, then we could have them disable the engines for us, right?
Oh, I mean, we can ask them to, yeah.
Yeah, then we don't have to blow anything up.
That's
or,
brilliant. I didn't think about that. I was just
you're
going to
need
kill.
Helpful for that.
And that's
high rolling.
That's two
really
successes.
High.
That's a critical success.
Yeah, that's a crit success.
Okay. I mean, I would take, what was the one under friendly?
Where they're at right now, which is indifferent.
Oh, okay.
They'll be friendly towards you, and they'll treat you
kindly.
Listen,
if it goes wrong, we throw them in the paddle wheel.
Oh, my God.
You know? I gave you a chance to help. And so here we are.
All right.
0 to 100.
So the question is, though, do we want to attempt everyone trying this or the best diplomatic person try it at the -2 to do it to all of them at the same time?
I think we should
aid that
have
person.
The most diplomatic person do it with aids.
Who's that?
I think it's me.
It's Luton.
Wow.
Because I'm only a plus 16.
Sense. I'm plus 21 diplomacy.
I'm a plus 1.
How are you? You?
Who knows?
No wonder you talk the way you talk.
Not a charismatic man.
He's like, I love me some me. And I was like, yeah, you're the only one who loves you some you.
Not the party face. On our next campaign, I'm gonna roll all your characters for you. Bard over here and
all bards.
All bards. It's just all bards. Oh, and Brittany's a druid because otherwise she won't play.
A druid bard.
That doesn't sing.
Yeah.
Right.
She dances.
She has a pet cricket. He sings.
Yeah. Oh, see, there's a workaround.
Okay, so if we do that, we're all aiding you.
I'm just wondering what the better odds are.
The better odds are taking a -2 with all of us aiding you.
Okay.
Mathematically, that's how it maths, math.
Okay, so Luton's going to...
Oh, man.
Go in.
So you open the door to the engine room, and a little blue fairy appears in the doorway.
Hello.
Fluttering her eyelash rose up.
Eyebrow. Like that meme. Little alien standing in the door. Okay.
Now, remember, I'm going to advise you as your GM. If you attempt to lie through your teeth...
I get it. Okay. Yeah. I learned from my mistakes.
Happy Saturday, guys.
We want to make them love us so that they like us, so that they'll do what we want.
I mean, I don't see the harm in telling them what we're trying to do.
Yeah, I'm going to.
We're trying to save them.
Hey, Jordan,
Alkenstar.
The CIA called. You're fired. I don't think that's the
got
them.
Trust can't be built with secrets. We just learned that on Lioness Season 2.
That's a great show.
Great
and
show.
Say nothing else about it. Yes. I just started it, so stop
Ooh.
It.
It's,
just stop
so
it.
Bad.
Wow.
Don't.
Okay.
No.
Don't say a word.
Mr. Spoiler.
Zoe Saldana.
All right, everybody. We're going to let Luton have the stage.
Oh, God.
Luton, it's all you.
Okay, so I go through the door, and they see me. Are they working?
There is one gentleman immediately next to this giant gear on the starboard side. He appears to be applying a bunch of like grease and stuff to the chain as it passes by and turns the paddle wheel. And he does a double take, sees you, and says, "Oh, excuse me, you must be lost, little girl. Can I help you?"
Yes, you can help. I'm here with my friends, and we need to stop the ship.
Sorry?
We need to stop this ship.
Okay.
And we need your help. If we don't get it stopped, there are bombs on board that will explode, and we need to save everybody right now.
Are you serious?
Yes.
John, what'd she say? Hey, come over here. Come
what?
On. Get Nick and Steve, Bob.
Steve,
get over here. Hey, Steve Bob. Hey, John wants us. Where? Up at the front, there's a blue fairy kid. Said something about him.
I'm not falling for that again.
No, sir, I'm looking right at the fairy kid. It's right there. I'm serious.
All right.
Whoa, you weren't kidding me.
I told you, a little fairy
There's
kid.
A little blue fairy right here. Whoa. What do you want?
And you explain everything
yes,
again.
Yes, I explain everything again.
Hey. She's serious. You guys should hear her out.
Oh, okay.
And they're all standing there, and they're, like, intently listening to you, fascinated by your presence in the engine room.
Great.
And I'll need you two all to roll a diplomacy check.
Okay, here we go.
To aid, if you want. Kiwi, you don't have to even enter the room if you don't want to. He's not feeling
don't
confident.
Don't take any away.
Yeah, that's points my worry. I'll take something yeah. away. I'm just going to chill out.
A critical fail is points away.
Guess I'm in the hallway again.
So you guys all know. Sort of come in with Luton, or are you...
Yeah.
Before you even roll, I'm like...
I'm untrained. Should I even roll?
It's up to you.
I'm untrained. I'm not rolling.
What's your bonus?
Don't screw it up.
Plus one?
Yeah, don't screw it up, dude. Think about it.
Gosh, you guys are terrible.
Sorry, Greg. You're the only... It's just two faces instead of four.
Yeah.
I'll...
Don't.
It's a 15 to aid.
You have to roll.
You have to roll
a 14 or better.
Think about the odds.
Did you already roll?
This is a mathematical question.
I'm considering if I should or not.
It's a mathematical question. You have to roll higher than a 14.
Yeah, bro.
What are the odds of you rolling higher than 14?
Not very high. Not very high.
Anyway, you're not rolling.
I'm not going to do it.
Don't. Yeah.
I'm scared.
Watching you think about it, though, I could watch a whole show of just that.
Wow, you have a cat friend.
I have a
friend.
Yes, I have some friends with me.
Oh. Hello.
Dude, you see this thing?
When was the last time you even saw cat folk?
Only in my dreams, man.
You know, what's sad, I took Ilurian in high school, but I can't remember any of it now.
So if you don't practice that or get Duolingo, you lose it. It's a skill.
Yes, it is easily lost.
He speaks common. Oh, thank goodness. Are you with this blue furry?
I am, and she is speaking
what
the truth.
What are you doing here?
We are here trying to save everyone on board and everyone in the city of Alkenstar.
Wow, that's compelling. You should roll a diplomacy check.
I will.
Oh.
And I did get a critical aid, so wow. I rolled
nice.
28.
39.
Your training level?
Is trained.
All right, plus two to your total, Luton?
39.
39? You got a 37 on your own?
No.
You got a 39 plus two?
No.
Is that what you're telling
total.
Me?
Total. I got 39 total.
Yes. So when I said you got a 37 on your own?
Right. I rolled 18 okay. plus 21. Is 39.
So 41.
Right?
So
I'm not sure 41. Why this is confusing. I'm sorry.
Because Greg adds two.
Okay. Yeah. So 41.
We don't need you, Greg. That's what she's trying to say. Get out of here.
Oh, I'm glad we don't need me. I was nervous about
wow.
this.
Wow. 41. You guys want to know what the DC is on these guys?
Yes.
13.
Are you kidding me right now?
No, they're will same. It's only plus three.
Yes.
So they totally bump up to critical success.
Friendly?
Entirely fascinated by these two yes. magical creatures who appear to their engine room. Probably the most exciting thing that's ever happened to
ever
them.
Ever happened
in their entire lives.
And one of them sounds stone, so he's really, really happy.
Is this real?
You're saying there's a bomb? It's kind of like Keanu Reeves. Oh, there's a bomb on this bus?
And you can save everybody.
Utah! Give me two!
That's a Point Break reference. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. No.
It was a deep cut, but
yeah,
it was there.
Gary Busey. Anyway.
Okay. He's a problem.
They completely believe you.
Yay.
What can we do to help you?
We need to shut down the engines immediately.
Whoa, seriously? Wouldn't we lose our jobs?
Well, maybe, but...
Of union.
I mean, union. We'll
no one protect
else.
Us.
I mean, this is the only riverboat, and we're the only people who know how to operate it, but that's not what
right.
I'm worried about, man. If we shut down the engines, freaking captain's going to come down here and start them back up.
Does the captain know how to fix anything you might be able to break?
Well, no, but we're not the only qualified crew members on board, you know?
Oh.
Mm.
Like, we can shut her down. That's pretty scary. I'm like, I got a wife, and I got like six kids. I don't want to die in an explosion on this boat or get thrown into the blades of a paddle wheel and churn into my death.
John, Maria gave birth?
Steve, Bob, I told you.
It's so loud in here, you didn't hear me say it.
She's your sister.
She doesn't talk to me, you know this.
You guys really need to patch up your relationship. It's the holidays.
Oh, this is great.
So they want to help you, and they know that if they shut down the engine, that someone will come down and inspect it and get it started again, because it's not common. And they advise you of that, but they're willing to help you do it.
Okay.
Then destroy it.
I mean, what it does is, if they did destroy something or we all destroyed something, it would give us a little bit more time. Yeah, I mean, but...
I'm 6 hours at the most. I mean, that's about the best that we could hope for, but we can help you other ways, you know? Like we can help you around the ship.
Do you know... There is actually 3 bombs on the ship, and we've only located 2 of them. We've located 1 near the giant cattywampus.
Yeah.
Catablophus.
You know, they brought that thing on board to guard some weird cargo. The shield marshals, they came on board with all these crazy boxes.
Okay? Crazy boxes.
Dude, remember how heavy they were?
Crazy heavy.
Oh, I'm still sore, and it was like a week ago.
Those crazy boxes, that's where the bombs are. And the other one is inside the elephant on the deck, the what? Dance floor.
Yes. That's insane!
That's what I said.
I knew that the inner workings of that elephant were funky, but man, I didn't know they were explosive.
Hey!
That was a good one.
That's pretty good.
What? You know what? You were in charge of safety that day. How come you didn't lead a stretch and flex?
What?
What? Before your work test, you're supposed to stretch and flex. I pulled something.
Right? This really is your fault.
Yeah. Gosh, Steve Bob. Can't believe you. Take care of your sister, and you can't take care of me? Wow. Unrighteous.
But do you know where this third device might
be? It's got to be up on the top deck with those shield marshals. They had us drag one of those big crates all the way up there. They're huge. 5 feet wide by 10 feet long. Massive crate. And we took one all the way up to the top deck. Normally, that place is hopping. The biggest bar on the whole boat's up there. It's been completely shut down. Nobody but shield marshals are allowed in there, and they said that they had some bigwig shield marshal lady on board.
Yes. And so, do you guys have free rein to walk wherever you want on the ship?
Well, we do, sure.
Yeah, how could you get us around the ship?
Probably could give you some crew uniforms, but I don't think they're going to fit you, miss, or your...
Yeah, we ran out of cat sizes.
We're the jaguar in the hall. But that's not the weirdest thing on board. So, I mean, there's 100 guests. You could just blend in, but we can help you out if that's what you really want. There's some extra crew uniforms.
That might be advantageous for us, yes. What else do you guys think? I mean, how else do you think they could help us? Because they're willing and they're helpful.
Yeah.
Could they maybe not disable the engine, but could they slow it down without drawing attention that the speed has changed? Like, buy us a little more time.
That's a good idea. Steve Bob, you're genius.
I try.
Bro, we can definitely do that. I can buy you a few more hours.
That's a really good idea. Nice.
But we got to keep the boat moving to keep up appearances. We will be in Alkenstar in 2 nights.
Yeah. 2 nights.
On the dawn of the third day, look to the east.
Turn, turn.
A wizard is never late. He always arrives precisely when he means to.
Sometimes you guys go to levels of nerddom, and I'm just
That's
sitting here.
That's not that deep. That's Lord of the Rings. Bro.
All right, well, let's take the crew uniforms and slow down the boat a little bit. A few knots, however much they can go without arousing any attention.
And you have a pretty good idea where the third bomb is.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Pretty sure I called that last episode, by the way.
They can escort us up there.
That's got to be Loveless's bomb, too. Mm-hmm. Which means she'll have the key for that one.
They can escort you past their own crew. But we don't know any of those shield marshals.
Yeah.
Pretty intense bunch, if you ask me.
How well do you know Ibrium?
Oh, Lord Ibrium?
Yeah.
Pretty well. I mean, we've been cruising up and down the river here for a couple of years ever since he moved to Alkenstar.
He's a chill guy. Good boss, too.
Yeah, I mean, he's...
For years?
Well, he's... Yeah, for a couple years.
Whoa.
He's kind of weird, though, because he's always got that... His girlfriend with him.
Ugh.
Do you mean the shield marshal?
No. She's some kind of sketchy-looking lady. I could swear...
Well,
you know, I know we're not supposed to say anything about her hair, but I can't help it. It looks like it's made out of snakes, okay? I'm just saying.
Snake hair? We have a Medusa we got to fight on this boat? Oh, my gosh.
Hey,
snake hair.
Now that you mention it, like, she was wearing this really weird necklace last time she came on board. Looked like it was made out of clockwork.
That's the key. Let's go kill her.
Am I that transparent?
Ibrahim doesn't even have his own key. He gave it to his snake-haired lady.
Like a true gangster. You go in the club, you give your girl your piece. That's how you do it. Then I'll check her.
I like it.
Yeah.
Well, she's on the mid deck. She's not on the top deck. She'd be in the mid deck VIP area.
See?
Okay. That's really, really helpful. You guys have been such a great help. You are helping save a lot of people's lives.
I wish we could do more. Maybe mingle with some of the passengers, you know. Not everybody on board here is, well, you know, they're not all Lord Ibrahim's friends. These are random travelers.
Mm. Okay. You know,
just hint. All.
Gather
since
a
you
gang.
Rolled a frickin' 41. Or DC's 13. It's almost a double.
I know, it's crazy.
It's like triple crit. It's almost a quadruple crit or something like. I don't know.
It was so too much shy crit. Of a quadruple crit.
So much crit.
Well, I had to do diplomacy correctly.
You nailed it.
That's awesome.
One at some point. Yeah.
Well, tune in next week, Thunder Buddies, as we find out what happens.
So ready.
As the Sean Follow 5 have gotten a lot of information.
Yeah.
From a handful of engineers.
A handful.
Just a handful.
Just a handful of engineers.
So glad you guys didn't murder them.
I was plotting their death just a few minutes ago.
Yeah, you were, for real.
I did so good holding back.
I'm proud of you, bro.
I'm a great human being.
You know what? Hero point.
Yeah.
All that happened after the end of the episode doesn't count.
No, don't just take all them like it that. Definitely so counts. Mean.
All right. That's enough post-sesh banter.
Next week.
See you on Discord.
We'll see you on next Discord.
Yeah.
Week next. see you on Netcord.
More beamy.
We'll see you next week and on Discord.
Hey.
Oh, wait.
Dice of Thunder and the Dice of Thunder podcast uses trademarks and or copyrights owned by Paizo Inc. used under Paizo's community use policy. We are expressly prohibited from charging you to use or access this content. Dice of Thunder and the Dice of Thunder podcast is not published, endorsed, or specifically approved by Paizo. For more information about Paizo Inc. and Paizo products, visit paizo.com.